The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
We're all carried away here with two great presentations this morning. And now it's listening time. Old time radio. Suspense. One-way ride to nowhere.
We are having a bit of a technical difficulty with the old-time radio right now.
Right.
It's not coming through the system, so Victoria is trying to figure out what's going on over here. But I just also want to say that, you know, Patrick Moore, I was sitting listening, writing down a bunch of keywords. But I also want to say that Patrick has an article in our Pioneer newsletter. That is going to be, hopefully, people have received it this week or today. They should be getting it because I just got my shipment in. Yeah. And so I just want to also remind people to check that out. There's nutrition tips in it, so it's going to be a wonderful thing. Is there anything else, Jerry, you want to say? We might just speed up talk of the town in this segment.
Well, we could do that. And we can talk about some of the forthcoming events.
Absolutely.
This is your show, young lady.
That's right. As I go run, we're going to make it where I'm going to get my material because
the periodic newsletter is in the mail. You should all be receiving it today, tomorrow, first of next week. There are programs of interest running through the spring. There will be a spring after this winter. And we look forward to having you there at the CARFIT event, the Spring Fling Senior Dances, the Spring Fest, the Asian American Festival, and call 311 at any time for more information where, when, how. And again, everything is free. There are no charges at Project Independent.
100% discount.
Right.
That's what we like. And I also, you know, I want to remind this issue of the Pioneer. We threw together quickly. We had some changes in printing and everything, but it's thankfully coming out. And the whole theme of this newsletter is really this wheel of health, integrative health concept that our conference was largely based on because, you know, things have really shifted into, you know, it's not just the medical piece that's important. But, you know, it's really having, you know, the exercise, the mind and body, all these different programs now. And it's really, you know, and the stress, too, of the social component of things has really become. And it's really this full picture that keeps you, you know, your quality of life and your health well.
That's why people should join Project Independence.
No, that is. And it's really, you know, and that's why I think, you know, we really were trying to gear that to this, but so you could feature, we said there would be nutrition tips from the wonderful Patrick, who did an amazing job. I mean, his segment and the segment before James Cole, I was sitting there writing down all kinds of things.
Right.
And you guys both, I just want to also plug that you both are doing a wonderful job. John better watch out, I think. I think he better watch out. The two Romeos.
Not yet. But it's great that the way in which we've combined both service to mind, service to body, to have people lead a fuller, more comprehensive, satisfying life here.
Absolutely.
In North Hempstead.
No, and that, you know, in another program that we have a blurb about in the Pioneer is the benefits of adult coloring and brain games. So a lot of our social workers and nurses have been teaming up to provide this program because we had them separately, but they figured, you know, these go well together. And it's an important piece, so they've been providing this throughout the town, and I know there's a bunch of dates that are coming in the spring. Also with that, of course, we have a little blurb on our radio show featured in it because we have to throw that in. Otto Lose, who's also one of our Project Independence members, a radio show co-host, has sent us a bunch of little tips just from a senior to senior perspective, just little things. You know, we always say on this show that we try to give out these little golden nuggets that people can walk away with. And these are those. So I think, you know, it's really beneficial for everyone. We also have an article about managing stress in the new year, which I think at any age is very beneficial. So that's in there with some great tips on how to do that. And we also list our how to really remain active and social, because as David said before, Project Independence certainly has tons of things you can do to, we can keep you active all day long. And including, you know, just at this point, of course, we list in here is the Romeo group. So if you guys want to take it away and tell us what the Romeos are.
Romeo is a men's social group. We work on the basis of women have the red hat.
You're getting into trouble, David.
That's okay.
That's right.
I've lived in this water. Men have buddies. They have golf buddies or poker buddies or bowling buddies. They don't socialize the same way women do. Well, this is a men's social group. We meet, well, we're going now about 5 years or so?
I think even longer. I think we're close to, I think it started in 2010, I want to say.
What it stands for.
So that's a long time now. It's almost 8 years.
Retired older men eating out. It's a social group, and we meet twice a month, the first and third Mondays of the month, for conversation. Anything goes. There's only one rule. You may think that the idea that somebody just put forth is stupid, but you don't tell that man he's stupid.
Well, that's it. I want to make a very important point there, that we have heated discussions, really heated, but yet when we leave at the end of the session, there's shaking of hands and all that.
Yeah, we're still friends.
There's no personal rancor. You can have any outlandish opinion you want, express it freely, and know that there'll be no loss of self-respect at the end of the session.
Yeah,
we're all good friends there, and with different points of view, different perspectives, but everyone is welcome, and their opinions and thoughts are welcome.
Yeah.
No, I think that's really, you know, and we always try and promote the Romeos One Up group because it's very dear to me, the Romeos. Because, you know, you guys, what I think is wonderful is kind of how it's evolved. You know, it started, you were both original members of the group, and I think there was only five of you, you know, when it started. Right. And just to see that, you know, it was okay, it was here and there, and then it's really now, I mean, for these almost 8 years we've been saying, you know, it's the first and third Monday of every month.
We run about two and a half hours.
Yeah, and holidays really don't get to them. Nothing really stops the Romeos because I'll get the phone call saying, listen, I don't care if it's New Year's Day. We are still having a meeting. And I think it's really wonderful. And what I always admire about the group, too, is, you know, the chain of, you know, if one of the members are ill or some kind of tragedy or something happened in their lives, you know, it's kind of a little game of telecom goes through and everyone telling it comes back to me, which I always appreciate that you guys are always keeping me.
I think I want to thank the Atria and Great Neck.
Absolutely.
Oh, they've been a fantastic supporter. They've provided coffee and tea for us. Cookies occasionally.
Wow.
And wraps on Father's Day.
That's right.
Right. That's
so if you're interested in the Romeos, you better get in before Father's Day.
And a very warm and welcoming environment.
Yes.
So if you were interested, please come first and third Mondays.
Yeah, 96 Cutter Mill Road.
Yep, 96 Cutter Mill Road. That's right. And you just call 311 or 869-6311, and we can get you the schedule and put you on the list. You know, I get those calls all the time. And I like when the wife calls in and says, listen, can one of the Romeos call? I'm trying to convince my husband to, like, get out of the house. So please. So and I know both of you have served as ambassadors to promote the program, too. So
yeah, one of the great things about the Romeos and all the other programs here at Project Independence is they run all year round.
Yeah.
We don't break for summer. We didn't break for New Year's Day.
That's right.
It was the first Monday we were there.
That's right. I like
and,
that.
And that is characteristic of everything. And all the programs are at no charge to participants. All you have to be is a resident of North Hempstead, period.
Absolutely.
And one of the great programs you didn't mention is coming up in the spring, twice a year, Stop. Stop pulling up
balloons. Absolutely.
And one of the great things about that, you know, all those personal papers and old tax returns and everything, you've been saving in a paper bag, bring it to the Stop program and you can watch it being shredded.
Yeah, no, the Stop program, I wish I actually had the dates in front of me. I got to see if they released the 2018 dates yet. Because that really is an incredible program, and it's what I love about it is on top of the shredding, it's a great time also. You know, we're starting the new year. Spring, hopefully, will come soon. And it's a perfect time for spring cleaning, and it's, you know, to get, and a stop event, it gives you a goal of gathering whatever, you know, there's a whole bunch of different things that they will accept, and you can just bring it over, and someone will actually help you take it out of your car, which I think is important to, yes, to know. You know, you drive up, and there's little stops you make, and they have the Big Brothers Big Sisters truck there, too, that you can donate furniture and clothes. I mean, the list goes on and on. So I'm glad you mentioned that, David. So call 311 for that, and we can get you any upcoming dates for
you
that.
Know, while we take great pride in the Romeos, there are other discussion groups throughout, yes, the town of North Hempstead in your local community. If you want to know where and when, call 311. Get out. You know, again, What we're trying to do is provide opportunities for a balanced, pleasant, rewarding life. Take advantage of it. 311 is the key that opens doors to a successful, rewarding retirement.
Yes.
Make those years golden years.
Yeah, no, it's very
Don't
important
sit
to mention.
There by yourself in the living room, you know. Get out.
Yeah. And there's, and that's exactly, you know, it's a good thing to mention, because I think it's easy, you know, for people to say, oh, you know, I'm just going to stay home, and especially in this weather. And listen, obviously, if it's snowing and icy, we're not, you know, we cancel our programming, because your safety is first, obviously. But, you know, we really try and have different programming, you know, so we do have the Romeos, and we have a senior talk group that meets at the Roslyn Community Center, and that's facilitated by Nancy Mizrahi, who's in our department. And she facilitates with Janet Entine, who's also one of our members. And that's, you know, and I know she works very hard on kind of getting topics. So that's, you know, a group, if you're interested in something like that, that has a facilitator, you know, there's something for you. So that's usually the first and third Thursday of every month. You can call 311, though, to get the specific schedule for those dates. It meets at 11 a.m. at the Roslyn Community Center. So you can find out about that group. Then we also have another men's group that meets at the Parkville Library, that's facilitated by one of our caseworkers, Robin Tovell. And that's a wonderful group, too, that has been meeting for a while now, too. And that's on Fridays from 10:30 to 11:30. We also have a social discussion group that meets at the Parkville branch of the Great Neck Library, and that's on Thursdays from 11:30 to 12:30. You know, so there's a whole bunch of different groups, and, you know, it's really, and what I think is nice is that you can attend all of them if you would like, or if you just want to, you know, you find which group fits best for you, which is great. We want everyone to be able to find something.
And if you really want to be involved, think of joining the advisory groups that meet once a month in several of the communities.
Yeah. I'm glad you mentioned that, too, because, you know, that is something that really is super important to our program. You know, our advisory committees have been around since Project Independence has been around, because those are really the places that gear our programming and our ideas and everything that can come out for all this wonderful programming. I mean, and both of you have also been part of our advisory committees now for a long time. So.
That's right, because this is an organization that's not just top-down forcing things onto seniors, but wants the ideas of seniors to make these programs more effective, more cost-efficient.
And I want to go more into the advisory committees. We're going to take a quick break, but I want to come back to the advisory committees, because I think it's very important to give shout-outs to them, too.